with the main cog in the wheel that brought us more gun control, namely the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, Mitch McConnell, with him stepping down as leader at the end of this session, this semester. He'll be stepping down from the leadership role in the Senate in November. The second biggest cog in the wheel of gun control, these are two Republicans, rhinos. The second biggest cog in that wheel is looking to take his place. Yes, Mitch McConnell is coming out of the leadership role, and John Cornyn, the rhino from Texas, is looking to take his place. I'm going to read you some of the things that Cornyn is saying, but I want you to remember that he is the one who is being censured by GOP groups in his own state for turning his back on the Constitution and pushing through the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. The same act that is bringing the bribery to states to enact red flag laws. The same Bipartisan Safer Communities Act that has brought us the new rule by the Biden administration and ATF of who's engaged in the business to try to get rid of the private sale of firearms. Yeah, these two ass clowns have been in cahoots for gun control for a very long time. They always are ready for a compromise instead of standing for our rights. This is what Cornyn is saying, then I'm going to tell you what you absolutely should be doing as soon as you watch this video. Cornyn, who officially launched his bid for leadership, said, "I've learned a lot during my time both in and out of Senate leadership." He served as the Senate whip under McConnell before. "During my two terms as NSC chair, we shrunk Democrats' majority by 5 seats and laid the foundation to retake the majority in 2014. Then, as the Republican whip, I helped President Trump advance his agenda through the Senate, including passing historic tax reform and remaking our judiciary, including 2 Supreme Court justices. Throughout my time, I've built a track record for listening to colleagues and seeking consensus while leading the fight to stop bad policies that are harmful to our nation and to the conservative cause. I believe that the Senate is broken. That is not news to anyone. The good news is that it can be fixed, and I intend to play a major role in fixing it." Again, this is the same guy who has not stood for the Constitution and has compromised to allow gun control from the Biden administration to be passed into law. Would not have happened without John Cornyn and his backroom deals when he negotiated for it. I did many a video during that time in 2022 telling you we had somebody on the inside that was relaying information to us, telling us that John Cornyn was getting it done. And that was during a time where a lot of people were saying it would never happen. I was telling you it was. And it was this guy who was the key part, John Cornyn. So how do we stop him from becoming the new Senate minority leader? Hopefully it will be a majority after this election. Call all of your senators, both of them, 202-224-3121. Tell your senators, do not vote for compromise Cornyn during this next bid for Senate leadership in the Republican Party. Cornyn has proven time and time again to be a rhino, and he will not stand for the Second Amendment when push comes to shove. Guys and gals, it'll take you 2 minutes to call your senator's office and to relay that message. Do it times two. You have 2 senators. Please get it done. I don't care who they are. If you have an anti-gun senator in the Republican Party, call them anyway. You have an anti-gun senator who's a Democrat, call them anyway. Silence is acceptance. Make some noise, America. Push back. John Cornyn cannot be the new leader in the Senate for the Republican Party once the turtle steps down in November, Mitch McConnell. Dangerous. Oh, by the way, just to show you how out of touch some groups are out there, you know, GOA has been saying the same thing I'm telling you right now, but Cornyn had an A-plus rating with the NRA in 2020. And he then went on as an A-plus rated 2A senator to pass the most prolific gun control in the last 30 years in the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. Take action. 202-224-3121. Subscribe to the channel. Make everybody you know aware of this. Take 10 minutes out of your life today and call your senators. Stand for the Second Amendment. Deuces.